Shall we turn, please, to the Epistle to the Ephesians and chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, reading at verse number 10. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power or strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and leaving and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Our next portion, please, is 1 Timothy and chapter 1. The first epistle of Paul to Timothy, and chapter 1, verse number 12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, who hath strengthened me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Now turn, please, to the book of the Acts. And chapter 9. The book of the Acts and chapter 9. Reading at verse number 22. Acts chapter 9 and verse 22. But Saul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the Christ. Now the next reading, please, in Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4 and verse number 20. Romans chapter 4 and verse 20. Speaking about Abraham, Paul says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong or waxed strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Now, Philippians chapter 4, please. Philippians chapter 4, and a very well known verse, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me, notwithstanding ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 2, please. 2 Timothy and chapter 2. 1. Thou therefore, my child, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, The same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Now chapter 4, please. Chapter 4. These are very precious words, again, but I just want to read verse 17. Verse 16. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me or through me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Now there's another verse that I'll just refer to when opportunity comes in the ministry. We trust the Lord will bless his word with all that has gone before in his name. You will notice, beloved, the readings that we have read together carry a word that is used 8 times in our New Testament. It's a very important word and a very simple word. And I trust that each of us this afternoon will know experimentally and truly the power of God to strengthen. That is the word that is used in these passages. The words "or be strong" or "strengthened" is a very valuable word. And here is an exhortation for you and me to spiritual empowerment. Now, how are we going to face the tests we have heard about already? How are we going to pass them? How are we going to go through them as God would bring them upon our lives? Well, I would give the answer in these lovely passages we have read together. God has a strengthening power. God has resources. God has the will to empower you and me to accomplish his will, to accomplish his work, and to move in the path that is well pleasing to him. Now, the first passage, as you know, that I read is in that great section of Ephesians where there is spiritual hostility. Spiritual hostility. You and I are facing an enemy that has resources greater than you and I could ever estimate. But here we are assured that we can be strengthened. Now the word is be strong. If you told me that I needed to be strong, I guess you would tell me what I need to do. Probably get some weights and up and down with my arms and so on. Well, now that's not the sense of it here. This is a word that indicates something that is done apart from me altogether. Who is it that strengthens me? Is it myself? No. The word is in the passive. Be strong, and it's be strengthened. What does it mean? That God, by his power, is able to bring into your life, young believer in Christ, all the strength that you need to face the wiles and the evils of the devil. Now, trust you value that. I know that when we want to be strong physically, we have to do certain things, as I've said. But when we look at this lovely verse and these words, in each occasion, they indicate the power of strengthening, and the process of strengthening is the power of God. I want you to get that. I want you, friend, today, young or old, to draw upon the resources of God in relation to your difficulties or your problem. You see, it's inherent power. In whom? In the Lord. In the Lord. And I feel that's very precious, because here is an important word. Be strong. That means that God is telling you to draw upon his resources, to draw upon his word, to come into his presence, to spend time alone with God, and to find your very being strengthened by his power. Now that is something I trust, young Christian, you do. I know my older brethren have done it over the years. But I'm asking you a question this afternoon. How long are you prepared to spend in the presence of God to know, to experience his empowerment? Now, I hope you can answer that. I know that you have many opportunities. I know you have many responsibilities. But listen, the diversities of life can be so demanding and so attractive that time with God can be reduced to the minimum. I feel that's where we're weakening. I feel that's one of the reasons of the tremendous collapse of the testimony in certain places. Brethren, sisters, young or old, spending so little time with God, as a brother reminded us, the pressure of evil, the pressure of other things can come in and deprive us of what marked us in days that are past. Now, I know these words are very precious. Put on the whole armor of God. I wouldn't have time to elaborate. You'll notice that in 2 Corinthians, this word is used as the armor of righteousness. You will know that in Romans chapter 13, it is the armor of light. But here in this lovely passage we have read, it is the armor of God. That would engage your mind, wouldn't it? The armor of righteousness in your life and in mine. If I'm being dressed, if I'm being empowered, there'll be nothing unrighteous in my life, secretly, publicly, individually, wherever. And you know that in many lives tonight, in the world of testimony, there are things that are not right. Not right. So if there's an exercise for you to put on this armor, remember, in relation to the world, we need righteousness. In relation to the flesh, we need light. And in relation to the devil, that's the one that's mentioned here, isn't it? It's the armor of God. The armor of God. Now, 1 Timothy chapter 1. Here's the apostle saying that he has known the grace of Christ Jesus that has strengthened him. Strengthened him. Now, I would have thought, and I'm not minimizing Paul's words, when we read of his education, when we read of all that he passed through, shall we say, in the university in Jerusalem, I thought he was credible, was he not? I'm sure he was. I'm sure he could draw upon his background and show evidence of ability and evidence of credibility. But no. While those things are precious, and while those things are very valuable, Paul required more than what the world of education or its systems could afford. And he's attributing his strength at this moment of time in this word, in Christ Jesus. Why does he need that? Well, he's going to speak to us if at time about his activity, spiritual activity. spiritual activity. Now, I'm sure your presence in this conference indicates you're active, indicates you're manifesting an interest in the assembly where you're found. But if not, why not? Why not? I would say by far, majority of believers right now are thankfully engaged. But I want to encourage my younger saints, my younger friends, that need to be brought into the reality of what it means to be enabled, to be strengthened by Christ in spiritual activity. He enabled me. Now, go back to Acts 20. And what Acts chapter 9. What do we see? Saul. Not Paul. But it is Paul, isn't it? Look at how early in his Christian testimony he experienced what he's describing in 1 Timothy 1. Saul was strengthened. He was not long delivered from bondage. Early in his Christian life, one of the earliest that I can record in my mind, in my Bible, of him it is said, and Saul was strengthened. Strengthened. And I think it's wonderful to think that the younger in my life, or the earlier, should say, in my life, that I can draw upon divine resources and manifest their power in my life, the better. What about you? If you left it too late, I trust that you will realize that here is Saul, not long brought to Christ, and he is experiencing this tremendous power of which he speaks. He was strengthened in his soul. Well, we have read about Abraham. He was strengthened. It's a lovely word, a lovely occasion. Our brother has reminded us of how he was tested. And it encouraged me just to read this verse. And I would say, it never loses strength. The soul that is strengthened by God never loses its power in output. Here's a man, and he's come to the very point, as Paul makes, waiting for the fullness of divine promise. What has maintained him right up to the moment? Strengthened. Empowered. And I want you to understand that it never lacks through demand. Naturally, he was waiting so long for that promise God gave him. But right up to the moment and prior to its realization, Abraham is conscious of divine empowerment. Now, what about you, beloved? And when I say, what about you, I have to ask myself the same question. If I could tell you the discouragements, if I could tell you the opposition, and often it comes through people that profess to be in fellowship with us. And so you see, you need something more than natural strength, something more than mental strength, something more than physical strength. You need spiritual empowerment, waiting for that moment when God will fulfill his promise. Well, sometimes there comes spiritual extremity. And I think that's what Paul is referring to, is it not? At the close of that lovely epistle to the Philippians, he's speaking about financial, material needs. He knew how to be this, he knew how to be that. How did you ever manage it? How did you ever get through, Paul? Well, he said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Sometimes in our long service for God now, over 50 years, I was thinking about it this morning. I hadn't enough money to buy a loaf of bread. I hunted for 18 cents, which would have been equivalent to 3 pence halfpenny in Britain at that time. The bread server was at the door with a big van. No, the bread server came in a bicycle with all the bread tied on with string. I had to wave him away. And you know, I couldn't understand why God had brought me so low, why God had brought us into such a need. I couldn't find 18 cents. I searched every drawer, every room, in order to have enough. Well, it's good to be brought to that. My late wife and I went into the bedroom and we got down before God and we cried our eyes out. We said, Lord, our two children be coming home and there's no bread. What can we do? We waited in God. I went back to my desk. I pulled out the drawer, which I'd searched thoroughly in the past few moments. And I came across an airmail letter. I don't know whether you remember the old blue ones. Square about that size. And it said, you're not allowed to put anything inside. Well, I don't know how I didn't open it, because I must have missed it. So I thought, well, I better open it. And it was from one of the greatest men that ever helped me in my boyhood days, Joe Falloon, from Donegal Road Assembly in Belfast, who was one of the top men in the post office. So I opened it knowing that he would give me a little word of encouragement. And when I opened it, friend, it was £10 in it. And the moment I was on my knees crying to God that I couldn't get 18 cents, the next moment I had $80. Oh yes, friend, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, says Paul. And it's good to get there. And I don't know about you, friend, but I can tell you the day will come when it may be a monetary issue, may be a material issue, but be sure of this. If you're trusting in God, and you're allowing that power to empower you, you'll find it's all sufficient. What is your responsibility? Come on. You know that Paul in 2 Timothy 2 is addressing Timothy. And he's going to tell him, these are the things that you have to do. These are the things you have to teach. How's he going to do it? He's going to be strengthened. And Paul says, be strong. That seems to me to be active. No, it's not. The word is really be strengthened. As you put your hand to the service of God, beloved, in your area of testimony, allow the strength and power of God to strengthen you. That's what you need for the responsibility in service. And then, when you're alone, mind you, a lot of brethren want to see you alone. I couldn't understand. No one stood with Paul in that day. Notwithstanding, no man stood with me. But looking round for some help, he says, 2 Timothy chapter 4, it says, the Lord
strengthen me. That lovely? And I feel that this is very important. In days of adversity, when the pressure is hard and severe and penetratingly tremendous, it's real good to know that we have one that is able to strengthen us whatever the test may be. I must close now. When you go home, read Hebrews chapter 11, and you'll find in that chapter the 8th reference, where those women, in all their perplexity, had incredible power. They were made strong. They were made strong. And I trust you, beloved, whatever your need may be, whatever your circumstances demand, that you'll be able to consciously draw upon the resourcefulness of God in whatever exercise into which he brings you, or whatever test he imparts, to be strengthened in the inner man, in every detail and department of your being, to accomplish the word and the will of God for his glory.